much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
I am feeling stoked about today. I mean, this is the day. You know, I'm the guy doing the thing that dudes do, and I'm here.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
VIG.
All right, Dallas Entertainment News. Rapper Cardi B is hoping to trademark the very specific way she says okay, and we're not kidding.
Do it.
I can't.
Try it.
I can't roll my tongue.
Okay. No.
It's like a parakeet.
No. Listen to Mark. Listen to Mark do it.
Good.
I can't roll my tongue.
I had it in the newsroom earlier, didn't I?
No, you didn't. You drove everybody out of the newsroom, in fact, yeah. You're practicing.
It's so nice to meet you. Hi. Congratulations, The Cure Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees 2019. Are you as excited as I am?
By the sounds of it, no.
And now, venga por favor sin dientes. Our feature presentation.
A, well done. And B, Robert Smith.
Amazing.
That was amazing.
Hero. The best. The most Cure moment ever.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean show. It's Thursday, the 4th of April.
A lot of people very much enjoyed Boca Por Favor, Sin Dientes.
We didn't hear the last part because we were too busy laughing at your Boca Por Favor.
At the first mm-hmm. part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had I heard the last part, I might have tinkled. Amazing.
I love that Kevin realized when he was going to Spain, I got to get some basic language down mm-hmm. for what I'm most likely to need.
Here's what I'm going to say. It helps some. Mm-hmm. Of course, uh-huh. I didn't learn the language, but mm-hmm. it helps some.
Yes,
there were times when I could communicate enough.
Yeah.
That it worked.
Yeah, you need Donde Esta El Baño. I mean, that's sure. some things mm-hmm. you definitely need. But I love that that one was one mm-hmm. that was on your list of things.
That
you
made me laugh.
Might be likely to say. Hey, here's a big question, I guess. Allie, what did you, when you were a little girl, when you were 7, 8, 9, mm-hmm. what did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh, a hairdresser.
For reals?
Yeah, I love doing hair. I had somebody had given me, it was like a little Farrah Fawcett head, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just her head. It was odd. It was just like her head and then a neck. And then it just sat there, and you could brush her hair, you could pretend to shampoo it. It was everything to me. And I think it's also because I always had a really short, like, Dorothy Hamill haircut, and I'm like, this is BS. I'm going to work on people with long hair.
To this day, when Allie goes to get her hair done, it's one of the best days of the month. It's crazy.
She loves it.
It's fantastic.
Her dreams were so realistic, though.
Right?
Yeah.
I wanted to be a cowboy. It wasn't even a job.
Why do you think you grew out of that, Allie? Why didn't you pursue the path and go to, you know, hairdressing school?
Because I got very used to being at my hairdresser and seeing what he and she had to deal with.
Ah.
Like, listening to people all day. Like, I don't care about your kid. Yeah. I don't care about your husband. Oh, he just got a new job. Great. I don't care.
Yeah, and too much chit-chat.
They are so wonderful at acting like what you're saying matters.
They really are, yeah.
It doesn't. I don't like people.
No.
But keep touching my head.
I respect it. I really do.
Thank you.
How about you, Jensen? When you were a little kid, what did you want to be?
Baseball player probably would
sure.
be an easy
like
answer.
All of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then also, you know, there were the sort of cowboy astronaut, you know, Street Fighter character.
Things. Cowboy astronaut, Street Fighter. Wow.
Was that all one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Different days of the week.
You were a baller.
Yeah. But it's just like, you know, you have the realistic ones and then you have ones that just, you know, clearly don't make any sense. Dracula.
Yeah, you're not going to grow up and be Dracula.
Dracula.
Well, it's well known, we've talked about on this show before, that I always knew I wanted to be in radio from the time I was, you know, 6, 7 years old. It was all I ever dreamed about. I was the kid who, you know, used to do little shows on cassette in the neighborhood and interview the neighbors. And, I mean, from the time I was old enough to handle a tape recorder, right? So now I'm at a crossroads in my life where I'm getting ready to leave American radio and go to Britain,
yeah.
right? Sometime before the end of the year, I'm going to be in England without a job.
Right.
And I'm not confident that I'm going to be able to get a radio job. So I'm in the back of my mind, I'm starting to think for the first time in my life, I got to maybe think about a career change. I may have to do something else, mm-hmm. right? And I've really been struggling with this, and I thought about it a lot. You know, I was just there recently, and as I was walking the, you know, walking the lonely streets, I was thinking, what could I do? What could I do? Am I going to put in an application here at the bookstore? What am I going to do? Well, an answer appeared in front of me this morning.
Can I suggest that it not be public relations with anyone? Like Ali's, did realize that you have to deal with people. I think after your time here, it's been so long and we're able to be rude to people and everyone else considers it funny for the most part.
Right.
Not that way when you go out in the world.
Don't be that guy.
No.
I'm going to be honest. I have fingers crossed for Chimney Sweep.
Oh, that would be best.
Chimney Sweep would be awesome. Oh. I mean, why not? You're in London, right?
Yeah.
Here's the article from the Daily Mirror. The UK is facing a sperm donor crisis, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man.
A sperm donor crisis in the UK.
You need something that you can help with.
This was made for me. Are you kidding me?
Maybe he's going to help. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like
I'm going to help. No, not a fluffer. I'm going to be the donator,
Ali. I misunderstood.
I'm going to be the one making the donation. Apparently, and I don't know if it has something to do with the British psyche. Brits are very uptight, and as you know, Ali, they're not comfortable discussing tender issues.
No.
Especially about sex.
Especially men.
Especially men,
if you're listening, Greg.
There have been a dearth in for many years of British men willing to donate. They cannot get enough sperm. In fact, fewer than 500 people a year sign up to become sperm donors in Britain.
Wow.
And there are thousands of women who are trying to get pregnant using IV, using donated sperm.
Sure.
In fact, it's gotten so bad that there are regular trips where women go to Scandinavia, Denmark in particular, to get pregnant by a sperm donor. There's a whole British-Danish deal going on. I don't think deal is the word I was looking for there. Exchange program going on, I should say. Yeah. Looking for what they call Viking babies. They're very popular because they're famously good-looking and hunky, which sounds just racist to me. It's like you're just trying to raise Aryan youth there. They opened up a sperm donor location in Manchester a couple of years ago. Recently had to close their doors. They were open for 2 years. Only 9 men walked through the door to donate.
No
way. In
2 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I don't think there's a ton of money involved in sperm donation.
I would guess not.
I don't think there's
Although
a lot.
It sounds like they're getting desperate.
Yeah, right.
When you start talking about taking a trip out of the country, get it?
Yeah.
I mean, these people are literally flying to other countries for the, you know, and you have to go multiple times a lot of times for this IV. You know, it doesn't always take first time. So it ends up costing thousands of pounds because they can't.
Wait, Bean, do you think that women get pregnant through an IV of sperm?
No. I mean in vitro.
Oh,
in vitro.
Okay.
In vitro.
Very different. Yeah. Okay.
Very in vitro. Yeah, yeah.
That's an abbreviation.
Yeah. So that's my plan. And what do you guys think?
Is the problem what you're
not willing to say is as they're flipping through the book for potential fathers, they're going to come across me and go, "Ooh, no."
I mean, can they use sperm dust?
I'm not that old.
I'm just asking.
Like, are the ladies having like ghost babies? Like, what's happening?
What is it? What are you guys even talking? I'm just suggesting.
Does stuff come out?
Do you guys think if they use the sperm, the baby's very old? Because
that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Your baby is 75 years old.
Yeah.
So weird. I consider myself young,
right?
And
you're wrong
vibrant.
On, you're wrong on all counts.
And
there.
Healthy. Mm-hmm. And especially virile.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I can get you pregnant by looking at you. I really do. I think I have that kind of power.
Oh.
But then you throw in actual sperm, and I feel like I'm a slam dunk.
Okay. Here's the thing. If I'm flipping that book,
right?
And I see 6'7", I'm like, something sort of tall has to come out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Oh, so you don't want a big baby.
Where are the shorties? Yeah.
Yeah, you want like a 5-pound baby. You want to make this as easy as possible.
Honestly, I have a wonderful sized vagina, and I'd like to keep it that way.
No, I hear you. By the way, one of the reasons why it is so difficult to get men to donate in Britain is one of the countries where the child has the right to trace any donor once they turn 18.
That makes sense.
Many people who
want
to donate.
Weird.
That's very weird.
Well, it's easier here now too. I mean, it's not that difficult here as well.
But I mean, if you're looking for donations, that's the wrong way to go about it,
right? Because you want anonymity. What you want is no. You want to get paid for it, but not have any potential strings down the road where somebody can you know, some snotty kid's going to come after you going, Daddy, Daddy. You don't want any of that.
Well, you have a great attitude for it. So I think
I wonder how often you're allowed to donate. I mean, I imagine you have to wait at least a couple of days, right? But if I could get
Not
in
me.
On this. No, but I'm saying, to make it as fertile as possible.
Oh my God, Mr. Ryder's here again. This is his eighth visit today.
Oh, see, I took it the opposite way.
What?
That's so sad, Kevin.
No, I was saying
he's like not me. Whew, I need at least a week.
No, no, they'd Jensen be like, got it.
They'd be like, Mr. Ryder's back. He's still limping.
Okay,
it's his 12th visit.
So if I could go three, well, here's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. If I could go like three times a week, say, 35 pounds a visit.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that adds up. That's a significant amount of money.
I thought you did too.
Kevin and I both thought you meant 35 pounds of donation.
That's what I thought. We were like, what's happening?
That's a lot.
That would be a drowning situation. Nobody wants that.
He took care of the whole country.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. My God.
So I'm delighted to know that I have a backup plan. That's all.
And it's a solid one, and
Thank you for
watching. Oh,
sure.
Wow.
I can't wait to get started.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
What a job. Thank you, Kevin, very much. Where's Kevin sitting? He's around here someplace. Kevin, thank you.
The hell was that about?
Oh, no.
How did that come up in any kind of real life?
I mean, you. Why don't you and the president let us know what's
How
going on?
How dare you? On the program today, we have Get Up On This with Jensen. We have Mr. Bad Example, which I can't wait for.
Oh, yes.
Allie.
Bean, that's
I
you.
I assume. I mean, I just...
By the way, Bean, we all heard you say, I can't wait to get started. I just don't want let that pass.
I'm just waiting for Kevin to hit that first commercial. Hey, if you keep doing that, it'll help, actually.
Coachella. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
It sure is. We got two chances for you on this morning's program for a pair of sold-out three-day passes to weekend one of Coachella, which is right around the corner. By the way, I don't know if you saw this announcement yesterday, but they have released a few more tickets for weekend number two.
Oh.
Which is not always the case, you know. When they sell out big, but they do have a few more. So if you were shut out, you can win them from us this morning or maybe buy some for weekend number two. All right, Allie, you're up with our first look at what's happening here on this Thursday.
Well, congratulations, Captain Marvel. Just surpassed the $1 billion mark yesterday.
All?
Yeah, what a bummer, right?
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. It's the seventh film from Marvel Studios that has passed the $1 billion mark and the 38th film of all time to hit that 10-digit benchmark. But unlike past Marvel Studio hits that have grossed $1 billion, Captain Marvel is the first to do so with a lead character who wasn't introduced in a previous Marvel film.
Interesting.
It's true. You never saw that lady before that film. What's she doing on that bus hitting old ladies?
Is the Marvel universe so successful now that if your movie doesn't make $1 billion, you're a failure?
I don't know that they look at it that way, but they, what'd you say? They do have seven.
Seven.
That's so much.
It's insane.
Yeah. It's nuts. Absolutely. If you'll recall, that weekend in March 8th, Captain Marvel opened to a really spectacular $153 million domestic and $456 million global launch. And since then, the domestic for the film has reached $358 million. Not bad. That passes the North American runs of 2017 Marvel films Spider-Man Homecoming and Thor Ragnarok.
Kevin, did you love Captain Marvel?
I did.
Yeah,
I heard much.
Remember yesterday talking about Avengers Endgame tickets?
Yes, how they were on sale.
Just on sale.
Early and selling out?
Yeah, people were waiting in queues for up to an hour to get tickets. And just insane. Ticket, like the actual sites were closing because people, there were too much traffic on them.
And if you go on, maybe this is your story.
It is.
All right.
So,
staying away.
Maybe zip it, Jensen.
All right. I just noticed myself.
Very hot commodity right now on eBay. Here's the thing. One bid in New York City has reached $9,199 for two tickets, while a second bid at that same AMC theater has reached just under $5,000.
These people are stupid.
This is insanity.
I'm not even sure I believe it.
No, they're not legitimate bids.
Maybe they bid, but they're not legitimate.
They're not going to go through.
Yeah, they're not going to pay.
But I'll tell you, there were other tickets in, like, I say normal because we've now been given that as a benchmark, but there were $200, $300 tickets that were definitely real bids.
Oh, and people will definitely spend that
I would
to see it opening.
That.
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
Why don't wait till Sunday and go see it then?
But then everyone saw it Thursday and Friday, Bean.
Also, by the
you
way,
know anything?
Come on, man.
With these movies in the past, they've opened up a ton of different times. Mm-hmm. Like a couple days before, they'll open up 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. They'll open up crazy times just to get it filled, and they always fill up, and you can get it last minute.
So you're telling me, Jensen, that if you want AMC dine-in tickets in Essex, New Jersey, that you wouldn't pay the $2,500? Instead, maybe you'd do this, because you've got deep pockets. You can skip that auction for a mere $15,000. You don't want to deal with having a check. Like, I don't want to see what bid is higher than mine. Here's $15,000. I'm going to get dinner and a movie in Essex, New Jersey. You don't believe that?
That's one of those theaters that serves dinner as well? Or
it's dine-in tickets. Huh. Yeah.
I hope the film burns.
Just in that particular year?
Just that one, yeah. And then they go, we don't have another one. And then they have to see it Sunday.
Oh, no. It's insane, though, right?
Cuckoo. Yeah, it's crazy.
Kevin, this story is going to delight you because it involves a high-speed car chase.
Woohoo!
Cops try to conduct a traffic stop, then that vehicle refused to stop, sped away so fast it wound up crashing into Taylor Swift's Rhode Island home.
Oh, that's a weird coincidence.
Just randomly into her gate in Rhode Island. That's nuts, right? He then attempted to flee the car on foot before being caught by police. And I remember a great man once saying that nothing good. I can't remember what it was.
Dare
what
you.
Was it?
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
By the way, nothing good has ever happened at 4:30 in the morning.
But a lot of good has.
A lot of good happens.
It just happened.
I'm saying a lot of good happens at 4:30 in the morning. It's just this
he's
is.
Saying nothing
but you're responding.
You said nothing.
You
good.
Said that to his statement that nothing good.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I give this to you as an example.
It's amazing. However, Taylor did tweet these words. Nothing good starts in a getaway car. Bean, what is she referencing?
The lyrics to her song, Getaway Car.
Boom! Yay! Nailed it.
Very clever. Very clever.
Is it?
It is.
Is it really, though?
Because she actually has a song called Getaway Car that she referenced to this story that was so random.
She's always marketing.
I thought it was very clever.
Bean loved it. I love it too.
Ugh.
Just so
thank
we could play.
Allie.
Well, so we could play that moment with.
Sure.
Mostly.
Yeah, that's
but
great.
Good
thanks.
Stuff, you guys. Hey, some birthdays for you. What's that Robert Downey Jr. been up to? He in any movies or anything?
No.
Oh, the guy from Back to School.
Oh, I just remember him from that Bret Easton Ellis novel.
Less than Zero.
Less than Zero. Yeah. Remember, he was the lead in that.
Yeah.
Died. That's spoiler alert, guys. He died on the way to
what?
Palm Springs.
Oh,
it was in a convertible.
Been waiting those 35
Woo!
Years to see it. Yeah.
I'm sorry. That movie's still great. Clive Davis, happy birthday. Natasha Lyonne, Craig T. Nelson, Hugo Weaving, David Cross, James Rodet. You guys watching A Million Little Things?
Not at all.
A Million Reasons Why You Should.
That's too many
too
things.
Much, yeah, too, much
too many things.
TV.
I can't watch that many things.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, he is the star of that show. He's so good.
Right, but if it were like 100,000 things, I might watch it.
Oh,
I can't watch a million.
It's the actual number of things.
It's too many things.
Okay, got it. And Bean's favorite, Eric Andre. Do you want to just give a little shout out to him? Or?
He loves him. Please retire.
Never.
He's a good guy.
He's just getting started.
Right?
He's in The Lion King coming up.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. The Kevin and Eric Andre Show. I mean, I can't wait.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:37.
Quick reminder, I mentioned we're giving away these Coachella tickets for weekend one coming up the 12th through the 14th of April, which is the weekend after this upcoming. You also will get exclusive access to the K-Rock Coachella House. One of the guests coming by the Coachella House this year is the hottest artist in the world right now, Billie Eilish. She's going to be there.
Yeah. Love her so much.
In all of her glory. And I think, Kevin, you've even got more on Billie Eilish.
I do. They do a thing on the New York Times called Anatomy of a Song, and they ask them about the songwriting process and how they came up with each part of it.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting to me, because I love how songs are built.
Same. I would watch any kind of show where they're talking about songwriting versus mm-hmm. singing. I feel like half the population can sing, but mm-hmm. starting with nothing and coming out with a song is fascinating
Absolutely.
To me.
I agree.
So Billie Eilish, who did put out Don't Smile at Me in 2017, her album came out last week, When We All Fall Asleep at Night, Where Do We Go? And this is the reporter on Skype asking her when she started making music.
When did you first start making music?
Like when I was like 11.
How old are you?
I'm 17 now. I feel like I've been 16 for like my whole life, so I'm 17 now. My brother, he started around 12. Me and him were both doing the same thing in the same house, and we just were like, we live 3 feet away from each other. Why don't we do this together?
Now, I don't know that I could work with my brother, who I love.
Mm-hmm. They're very close. These
They really are, yes. Phineas is his name, and he has written a lot of songs, and for other people as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah, and he was on Glee, right?
No.
I don't think...
No, he was not on Glee.
All right, while I confirm this, hold on.
Okay.
Go on.
So then they start talking about the beginning of the song, and she starts talking about the beat.
Phineas just started making this shuffle beat.
So it's dunk, 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 dunk.
I thought it was sick.
It feels kind of like a football chant. It's a really body-friendly rhythm if you play it at the right tempo.
A body-friendly rhythm.
Love it.
They're talking about Bury a Friend, which is my favorite song of the whole year.
Fantastic.
Hey, y'all. He was on Glee. Hey, y'all.
He was?
He also had a reoccurring role in Modern Family.
Finn did?
Yeah, Phineas O'Connell.
Fun fact. Did not know that.
Can I get a...
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You earned it.
So then, after that beat, he asks what comes next.
Lyrically, where did you start?
I really wanted to kind of do like a bunch of W's in a row.
Now, I don't know how you come up with that idea. Yeah. Look, I'm thinking W's. Let's come mm-hmm. up with a bunch of W's in a row.
How well, she had a songwriting idea where she asked a bunch of questions. I think that's what she said.
Oh, I agree. But I'm just saying, it's to me, it's magic. It's just crazy that she would say that and then
totally.
Be able to...
Like a bunch of questions.
What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know?
And it was like, who is this character? And what the hell are they? And I think just automatically, it was so clear that it was like the monster under your bed.
And then I was like, oh, that'd be great to write a song from that perspective.
Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
I agree with Pete. I love that song a lot.
It's so rad.
Yeah. So, and her voice is so amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, what kind of high-tech equipment? Where do they go? Do they have a studio that they've built? No, they do it in his freaking bedroom. These are new days from 15 years ago.
For sure.
They do it in his bedroom.
I'm
sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, you used to have to like rent studio time, be on a wait list if you couldn't get in right then. It's insane.
Listen to this.
Where do you normally write and record?
We've written and recorded like 90% of everything we've ever made in my bedroom in my parents' house.
Unreal.
In my bedroom in my parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
Then he starts talking about their work ethic.
It's really small, but it's really cozy. Billie will sit on my bed, and I have like a lot of like big Murakami pillows on my bed. She gets inspired, like we'll track something, and I'll sit and I'll work on production, then we'll work on lyrics together. I have a piano in there. We tend to work pretty long days. Mom will just like bring in food because we'll just keep going.
She just slide food under the door. Hey, whenever you have time.
It's just a weird to think about these. I mean, the chances of two kids this talented being able to work together so well has got to be one in a million.
That's why Danielle and I are having kids. Where's your meal tickets, baby?
Sure.
Smart.
Yeah.
And everybody that has kids knows that they're going to be this successful.
100%.
Which is crazy.
What do you want from me?
All right, so you have the like sort of nursery rhyme hook melody. And you had some verses. When did you first start incorporating the spooky noises?
I was in the dentist chair.
All right. This I can't even identify with.
And they were shaving off my Invisalign attachments. And it was this loud, like, and I thought it was so dope. And I pulled out my phone immediately and pressed record.
Does that drive you crazy? That drives me crazy to hear that.
That's the worst sound in the world.
Yeah.
Same with Phineas, feels the same.
I found it very horrible to listen to, but it worked great in the song. As soon as there was a line about stepping on glass, I wanted to hear someone stepping on glass. And as soon as there was a line about a staple, I was like smacking a staple gun.
Step on the glass, staple your tongue.
There is also one called Nightmare Horse.
Okay.
I don't know.
What's happening?
What is Nightmare Horse? I love these two so much, too. And then...
Another one I like is Easy Bake Oven.
Yeah. Bury a friend. Yeah, it's literally Easy Bake Oven.
Mm-hmm. And then I processed a ton of her going like, ah! And then like it ends up sounding like, I put that all over the song. Cleaning you out, am
I
satisfactory?
I mean, they did this in their bedroom at their parents' house. Yeah, all of this.
Just building a sound effects mountain, basically.
If you listen close to you, you can hear Bean sneezing.
They should have put that in there.
Yeah.
The song is so weird. And so I remember like we tried a billion different things and... Then we were like, you know what? This needs a bridge.
So how did it end up sounding? Can you do a little bit of it?
It's like the debt I owe, gotta sell my soul. I can't say no, no, I can't say no. Then my limbs are frozen, my eyes won't close,
and I can't say no, I can't say no. It's called Anatomy of a Song by the New York Times. It's on YouTube. We'll put up a link. But song structure is pretty basic. You got the verse, chorus, bridge, chorus. Like, that's a regular song? Listen to this.
The structure is super weird. It's like hook.
A verse. A pre-chorus.
Drop.
A hook.
Verse two. Alternate verse two.
Bridge.
Pre-chorus. Drop.
And then the hook.
All right. I mean,
like you do.
I mean.
Right, exactly. It's so bizarre. And then they ask her sort of... What kind of genre does she want to focus on?
I don't want to be in the pop world. I don't want to be in the alternative world or the hip-hop world or the R&B world or whatever you think. You know, I want it to be like, what kind of music you listen to? Billie Eilish kind of music, you know? Like, the other kind.
That's insane.
17.
Just turned 17.
Yeah.
Unreal.
And I totally agree with what Kevin said. I mean, those kids woke up one morning and that song didn't exist.
Right.
Yeah.
And then like a day and a half later, there it is. And you hear all the hard work that they put into it and all the just freaky stuff. I mean, the way their brains work, it's so
crazy impressive.
Let's try this.
Oh, we should get the sound of an Easy Bake Oven. Who thinks that way for a song?
I know how it feels because when I hear something, I go, hey, that guy was on Glee. And everyone goes, no, he's not. And I go, yeah.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin Bean Show at 6:53.
Thursday's Mean, our weekly visit with Dr. Drew Pinsky. That's coming up on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Also, Get Up on This with Jensen Karp. And are we doing Mr. Bad Example?
Yes, we are.
I feel like it's been like 2 weeks since the last
Mr. Bad Example. We don't make a man. We just play him back.
That's all on the way. Plus your Coachella tickets you can win as well. First, Allie is here with what's happening on a Thursday morning.
Well, we know that Britney Spears announced a hiatus earlier this year after it was revealed that her father, Jamie, had suffered from a ruptured colon. Well, TMZ is now saying that his condition is really serious. He's not getting better.
Oh, no.
And we found out yesterday that Britney reportedly checked herself into a mental health facility last week, and she's going to remain there for 30 days. She's been, apparently, according to sources, so distraught about her dad that she's taken some time for herself, which is,
by the way,
commendable.
That's a great move.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Moments before the news broke, she took to Instagram to post a quote that read, "Fall in love with taking care of yourself, mind, body, and spirit." And she captioned the post, "We all need to take time for a little me time." So sources are saying her dad's sickness obviously has taken a huge toll on her, but there's nothing dramatic going on with her. She just realized she needs to take some time to take care of herself, which is huge. Absolutely.
I agree.
It's like such a tragic story, her whole thing.
Yeah, it is.
Because he still has...
financial control?
Yeah. And actually, like, it's... that's crazy. That's an insane thing. And you feel like if she's so dependent on him because of some sort of mental illness and now he's very sick, it's a tragic kind of turn of events.
It is.
Yeah. But who will take care of her if he passes away? That's very sad. Guys, prosecutors are seeking jail time for everyone charged in the $25 million college admission scam.
Canceled.
That includes Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. That's according to reports out yesterday. A law enforcement official with knowledge of the matter said that they are among 33 parents charged in the case, and they could be sentenced to between 6 and 21 months behind bars, whether they plead guilty or are convicted at trial.
I heard, related to this story on the news this morning, and if I heard it correctly, if it's a felony, if it's a federal case, there are no misdemeanors. All federal cases are felonies. Which I guess if that's true, that means that, these are serious charges.
Yeah, each parent is currently charged by complaint with conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud, which carries a maximum of 20 years in prison.
And everyone is saying that Felicity Huffman's isn't as bad because she's not millions in. She was only like 15 grand in. No, it's really bad because they disguised the payment as a charity contribution. So that's tax fraud.
Yeah, it's all so shady.
Yeah. What are your feelings on Lori Loughlin posing for selfies on her way into the courtroom and signing autographs? Is that a good look?
It's a real bad move.
Who are the people yelling, Lori, we love you, Lori?
Yeah,
who,
that's insane.
Who goes to a court appearance of Lori Loughlin?
Allie's Hallmark Movie Club.
You weirdos.
No. Or, you could have people there as a sign of, listen, I'm really important to the community. They
maybe
need me. Conspiracy Alley just came out right there. Here's the thing. This unidentified Fed said, you can't have people being treated differently because they have money.
Jussie.
All right, I added Jussie. He said, that's how we got to this place. Every defendant will be treated the same. Yeah, that's how we got to this place. And guess what? It's not going to stop. With no consequences, things like this continue.
I was going to say, I haven't been paying as close attention to the story as I should, but have people been arrested on the USC side for taking?
No,
a lot of people have been fired.
Coaches have,
Yeah.
That seems like the worst crime. The people that actually take the bribes seem like that's a worse crime, no?
It's all pretty bad.
If somebody's going to take it, then I assume parents will give it.
They should absolutely be prosecuted as well. I mean, that one coach at USC,
the
$450,000 he took.
Wow.
Over the course of a number of years.
I don't know, that seems worse to me.
And every picture is just him in a USC windbreaker. I mean, dude,
change
you got
it up.
A ton of money. Just maybe a polo.
Well, that's what holds
some of
all
us
the
should
cash.
Be chanting, lock him up or something.
Yeah
it's insane.
Weird story.
Absolutely insane. Well, here's a shock. The man accused of gunning down Nipsey Hussle is in solitary confinement because cops fear he'll be killed in general population.
I think we can guarantee that will happen.
You think?
Yeah.
Do you know what his street name is?
I don't.
No.
The S word, cuz.
Okay.
So
C-U-Z?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. S word with a Y at the end.
No.
Okay.
No.
Cuz.
S-E cuz? Like,
Yes.
That's
cuz.
A terrible street.
That's S-E-cuz. What I'm awful. Saying. Everything yes. about this. Like, he was...
Wait, this is the worst part of the story.
This is the worst part of the story.
Dude killed the guy.
By the way, what did we expect from this guy? I mean, you get a nickname like that,
you're
a garbage person.
Yeah. I mean, especially when the victim, God bless him, rest his soul, Nipsey Hussle, one of the great rap names of all time.
That's a great name.
Yeah. It is, agreed.
Mm-hmm. By the way, his bail is set at more than $7 million.
My street name is Stupid Moron.
Mm. That's a good one.
Oh, no.
I just go by the obvious Whitey.
Well, speaking of Whitey, Heinz is up to it again. They love putting condiments together, you guys.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
I mean, that's good advice.
They recently released their Mayo Chup. That was the combo of ketchup and mayonnaise, or as Utahns have been calling it for decades, fry sauce. Am I right, Utah? Give a call if you're from Utah.
Not taking calls.
Okay, all right. Now they've announced that they're releasing Cranch, a combination of ketchup and ranch dressing. Should be rolled out in most stores nationwide sometime this month.
Yummy.
Cranch. It doesn't sound good, Heinz.
I mean, is there... Have both of them just...
They still exist.
They still exist.
On their own.
So you can... Okay, I don't get it then.
Yeah.
No way. Get real.
I will say, though, a lot of people had not had the ketchup and mayonnaise because they haven't been to the great state of Utah. Mm-hmm. It changed my life when I worked there. And I was like, what is this that comes out? Like, in the where they have ketchup and mayo everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what is this one? And they said, it's fry sauce. What do you mean fry sauce? Good God, get in my mouth. It is fantastic.
Please pull.
You guys.
I need it, Chip.
Do you still mix those two together at home? Like, is that still a part of your
diet
table?
Oh, no, I straight up buy fry sauce.
You
online.
Do? Oh, you do?
Yes.
That's
amazing.
Fancy sauce, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, same. From Step Brothers, the film Step Brothers, right. The cinematic right. masterpiece. they call that fancy sauce.
Yeah, it's fry sauce. Big up to everyone in the 801.
We don't have probably anyone listening.
Oh, I guarantee. Give a call if you're listening.
Please don't call.
All right, got it. Some birthdays for you. Robert Downey Jr., Natasha Lyonne, Clive Davis, Craig T. Nelson, Hugo Weaving, David Cross, James Rodet, and I believe we have his first ever visit, Mr. Eric Andre.
So Eric Andre is in the studio with
us. K-Rock, the werewolf. 88.63 AM. Bringing you all the easy listening hits. Tony Bennett, Frank Zappa, and Dionne Warwick in a cage match with Mankind, July 19th, pay-per-view.
You don't like him, Bean.
He's exhausted.
That is a goddamn masterpiece.
Bean wasn't there when that happened, so I couldn't wait to book him again when Bean was there.
Amazing. Oh, I love him.
Unfortunately,
so much.
He wasn't quite that creative when Bean was here, but he was creative enough that Bean didn't like him.
Excellent. Keep doing what you're doing, and happy birthday, Eric.
I love Yacht Rot Thursday, by the way. One of my faves.
Christopher Cross up next.
Real quick, ahead of Jensen's get up on this, which I'm very excited about, just a quick reminder, if you have not been paying attention, the 11th annual Kevin and Bean April Foolishness Show is on and happening on Friday, April 26th at the Microsoft Theater. It's a great lineup again this year, including some of our very favorite funny people, Ray Romano, Greg Fitzsimmons, Adam Ray, Felipe Esparza, Eddie Iff, Jamie Lee, plus the Kevin and Bean rap battle to the death with beatboxer.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Joshua from Drop the Mic. Yes, that is Kevin and me on stage rapping. You guys, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Tickets are on sale right now through AXS.com. Proceeds benefit the Intrepid Followed Heroes Fund and Cedars-Sinai NICU. Please join us. We'd love to see you out there on Friday, April 26th, AXS.com.
Jensen.
Yeah.
What's your get up on this?
Well, do we want to hear the theme?
Sure.
Get up. Get on up. On this.
Get up.
Let me set the table a little better here.
Okay.
Maybe another song that you could hear.
Okay.
Guys, this past week, one of the most viral clips online was from Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, where he took aim at the sometimes shady business of pro wrestling.
Sometimes shady?
Well, specifically the WWE. He criticized the idea that the company's CEO, Vince McMahon, not only plays a heel on television, but also in real life. Because of the lack of employee health care or long-term benefits, it's a little less glamorous of an entertainment company than you might expect. Mm.
I didn't know most of this, and it was shocking how poorly he treats them.
Yeah.
To me, it was shocking.
They've made some advancements over the past few years.
I was going to say, I think you'd be shocked 5 years
ago.
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah.
They now have set up things for rehab as far as old wrestlers and stuff. But as far as people in the ring, it's not so great, especially because there's so many injuries and so many long-term effects, obviously, with CTE and things like that coming up. And WrestleMania is this weekend. It's a huge pop culture stage. Everyone's going to pretty much forget about the John Oliver thing, I think. But if you're looking to find out more about the wrestling business and continuing to go behind the curtain, my get-up on today is an upcoming Viceland TV show called The Dark Side of the Ring.
Interesting.
Most people don't even know this thing's coming up, but it debuts April 10th. The show is a true crime look into sports entertainment. So if you're into sort of any of these, Adnan on HBO or any of these podcasts, this is kind of a great mix for you. Six episodes focusing on a different tragic love story, criminal investigation, unsolved murder, or backstage controversy from the history of the Squared Circle. For wrestling heads, the episodes include deep dives into Randy Macho Man Savage and Miss Elizabeth and their relationship that was both real and fake, because they did it on screen and off. The mysterious killing of Bruiser Brody, the Montreal screw job between Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels, were a real-life professional disagreement played out in the ring on live television. The Von Erich family curse, that's one of the most royal families in wrestling history, and people who just haven't been able to stay alive. The possible murder of Gorgeous Gino, which is what my next biography should be titled. And the rumors that the fabulous Moolah, one of the most storied female wrestlers of all time, was an abusive madam. Each one of these is really well done. You need zero prior knowledge of wrestling to get into it. Let's listen to a little bit of the trailer.
There was a period in the wrestling business where if you were crazy on screen, you were crazy off screen. You had to live your gimmick.
I brought out the $60,000 limo!
You had been chosen to be in a secret brotherhood, and you kept those illusions private because it was a code.
The innocence of wrestling changed.
Getting into wrestling is like getting into the mob. Once you're in, you're in. It can go the other way, too.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
It's pretty serious.
This is a TV show or a podcast?
A TV show. No, TV show. Six episodes on Viceland starts April 10th, I guess, a week from today.
And what's it called?
It is called The Dark Side of the Ring. Chronicles the wild things that happen in the industry and in real life. And it's somehow more fascinating than the circus in the ring. Bruce Pritchard, Randy Macho Man Savage's brother, Lanny Poffo, who played the genius. You'll see Jake the Snake Roberts. They interview a lot of people. Hulk Hogan's ex-wife. Some really good, thoughtful stuff. It's narrated by Dutch Mantel, who is a career wrestling personality. Most recently, he played Zeb Coulter in the WWE. Again, the show debuts a week from today. Viceland, great tragic real. The first episode is the tragic love story of Randy Macho Man Savage and Miss Elizabeth. Oof. It's a great way to kick it off because everyone sort of knows that. It's right after WrestleMania. Find out where the real action is in the wrestlers' home lives. Dark Side of the Ring, Viceland. That is my get up on this.
Get up, get on up on this.
Get up, get on up
on this.
Get up,
get on up
on this.
Get up, get on.
Look. Look.
Do not start defending yourself until I present the evidence.
Well, I'm certain that I'm not even a part of this. This is probably bad examples that Allie and Jensen made. But here's what my point is. I'm going to offer some defense of them. We're doing live radio.
Right.
A bunch of hours a day, every single day. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you don't immediately have the best example on the tip of your tongue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you go for what you can find.
You can find is spectacular. Like, it's something that no one else in the world would find.
Are you suggesting that sometimes somebody on this show turns out to be Mr. Bad Example?
He's Mr. Bad Example.
He really sucks.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
Such a schmuck.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
You'll see what we mean.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
His name is Bean.
How dare you?
How dare you, sir? We were talking about people who ask you for money and how you sort of feel bad. You don't know what to do.
We all struggle with somebody asking you for money.
Yes.
You know what? He could be telling the truth and he might really need it and it's the right thing to do and I can afford it. But then you got that other devil on your shoulder that's saying he's totally just scamming you. He's ripping off. He's going to use that to buy Ripple. Which, by the way, is a great reference to a liquor I don't think they've sold in 30 years.
Wow.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
That was spectacular.
Ripple. Unreal.
Ripple.
I don't think Ripple
How
has
is that
been
the first thing that your mind goes to?
Were you wearing like a little newsy hat and like the culottes?
I don't think the word Ripple has been on has been broadcast since Sanford and Son went off the air.
That was strange. And that kicks off our file of
He's Mr. Bad Example.
All right, now we were talking about how good Alicia Keys was hosting the Grammys. I hope the Grammys have already asked her to come back next year.
I hope the Oscars asked her.
Yes.
Can she get it together in a few weeks?
I hope Farrell's asked her just to go and eat there and then give her a pig's trough. Saying,
those are the two things I want to host.
Correct.
Farrell's in an Oscar.
It was a weird example.
She's Miss Bad Example.
Oh,
whoa.
How about that?
Snuck that right in.
She's Miss Bad Example.
Here's the thing.
Bean, she's edging in on your territory, man.
She could have it. So why a Farrell's trough? Because you did a good job hosting the Grammys.
Exactly my point. We were saying she should host everything, get every award. Like when you finish all that ice cream at Farrell's, even that should go to Alicia Keys.
You know,
it was a strange
It was a strange example.
You know, the always referenced Farrell's ice cream
off
parlor.
Off the top of your head. Pretty strange.
I love it there.
All right. Jensen was talking about how horrible it was for him to eat hot Cheetos because no matter what he does, he can't get that residue off his fingers pretty much for the rest of his life.
I see the love you have for the food, and that's why you're willing to go through so much of it, but you're going to have to accept that you're going to have Cheeto dust on your hands. It's going to go with it. It's like being a coal miner. You can't go down there and work all day and not come out with a little dust.
Very similar to coal mining.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
Look, I know this isn't a would you like to take the back situation, but I'm going to stand by that.
You're going to stand by it's like a coal miner.
Yes, because of the fact that we're literally talking about dust on Jensen's fingers. If you're a coal miner, you go down there, you have dust all over your face, all over your body.
You don't think that's a little bit more extreme than eating hot Cheetos?
No, but I'm saying you take a shower and the dust remains. I'm saying it sticks with you.
Considered the most dangerous job in the whole
right,
world.
Eating
just
Cheetos.
Like eating hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. All right, Allie is here again.
No!
Dave Grohl took his daughters to Billie Eilish, and he said she was such a great new artist.
All right, then you're all on board with Dave Grohl. Stamp of approval, Billie Eilish. It is written.
If you get Dave Grohl's, you know, approval, that's you're good. You're,
right.
You're done.
If Dave Grohl was like, that's a mighty good tortilla lady, right. I'd be like, I am now the tortilla lady. That's all I do. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why I said tortilla. That's
definitely not a bad example, is it?
Yeah. It's not great.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's Ms. Bad Example.
Why would I say tortilla?
I don't know why you would say tortilla. Because that's these are the first examples that come to your mind. Ripple was the first thing that came to Bean's mind.
I don't like being in these.
That's not fun, is it?
Not one bit.
All right, now we're talking about minor league baseball and all the promotions that they have to get fans to the park.
I mean, look, we've all been to ball games where they've had, fireworks. This is a next level entertainment. And
yeah.
I know that we always talk about how minor league baseball teams do everything they can to get people out to the ballpark. They have dumb promotions and things like that. Hey, get a free divorce if you come to our game or whatever, right?
It's mm-hmm. a great example.
That is a great example.
I'm very good at examples.
Hey, everybody, if you want to get a divorce, come on out to the baseball game.
Sunday. Do you hate your wife? We have the game for you.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
Have you heard of free divorce anywhere ever?
I don't think so. It concerns me that was on the top of my mind.
Yes, it does. All right, now Bean is talking to Dr. Drew.
I will say that anesthesia is one of the greatest inventions in human history. It's hard to imagine that there was a time until what, Doc, about 150 years ago, that people just had to bite on a piece of wood or something in order to not scream.
Right? I look like a man, Bean. Come on now.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
Why would they be chewing on wood?
That is 100% what they used to do, is they literally used to give you a stick to put in your mouth to bite down on so that
but
you didn't
scream. But
there's
nothing between the wood and now that you could have used as an example?
Like a towel?
Right.
Anything. Thing, really?
I mean, I was, you know.
You're going 100 years back for that one.
Yeah, I was. Okay. That's true.
He's a historian, is what he's saying. Okay.
And then finally, Noodles was coming mm-hmm. into the show
mm-hmm.
with Dexter. Noodles had said, he tweeted out that he was running for president, Noodles mm-hmm. 2020.
Right.
And he was late, and you guys were trying to figure out what was going on.
Dexter for president. Noodles is driving just like, shut up, you guys. I'm on my way.
Some emergency that we're just messing on.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's like my dog was in the vet and I couldn't breathe.
My mom was on fire.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
I'm just saying it could be bad. We don't know.
It could definitely be my mom was on fire.
Call now. Don't call now.
Save our scorn until Mr. President gets it.
Yeah.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
Okay, as it turned out, when Noodles
first
arrived...
First example was mom was on fire.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And as it turned out, that wasn't the case,
mm-hmm.
okay?
No,
his
no.
mom was fine.
His mom was not on fire.
No.
Not on fire.
So would you consider that a good example?
Well, I'm just grateful that my biggest fear wasn't realized, if that's what you mean.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
Hey, here's a big question, I guess. Allie, what did you, when you were a little girl, when you were 7, 8, 9, mm-hmm. what did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh, a hairdresser.
For reals?
Yeah. I love doing hair. I had, somebody had given me, it was like a little Farrah Fawcett head, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just her head. It was odd. It was just like her head and then a neck. And then it just sat there. And you could brush her hair. You could pretend to shampoo it. It was everything to me.
And I think it's also because I always had a really short, like, Dorothy Hamill haircut. And I'm like, this is BS. I'm going to work on people with long hair.
To this day, when Allie goes to get her hair done, it's one of the best days of the month. It's crazy.
She loves it.
It's fantastic.
Her dreams were so realistic, though.
Right?
Yeah.
I wanted to be a cowboy. It wasn't even a job.
Why do you think you grew out of that, Allie? Why didn't you pursue the path and go to, you know, hairdressing school?
Because I got very used to being at my hairdresser and seeing what he and she had to deal with, like listening to people all day. Like, I don't care about your kid. Yeah. I don't care about your husband. Oh, he just got a new job. Great. I don't care.
Yeah, and too much chit-chat.
They are so wonderful at acting like what you're saying matters.
They really are. Yeah.
It doesn't. I don't like people. But keep touching my head.
I respect it. I really do.
Thank you.
How about you, Jensen? When you were a little kid, what did you want to be?
Baseball player probably would
be
an easy
answer. Like all of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then also, you know, there were the sort of cowboy astronaut, you know, Street Fighter character things.
Cowboy astronaut Street Fighter.
Was that all one?
Yes. Yeah. Different days of the week.
You were a baller.
Yeah. But it's just like, you know, you have the realistic ones and then you have ones that just, you know, clearly don't make any sense. Dracula.
Yeah, you're not going to grow up and be Dracula.
Like Dracula.
Well, it's well known, we've talked about on this show before, that I always knew I wanted to be in radio from the time I was, you know, 6, 7 years old. It was all I ever dreamed about. I was the kid who, you know, used to do little shows on cassette in the neighborhood and interview the neighbors. And I mean, from the time I was old enough to handle a tape recorder, right? So now I'm at a crossroads in my life where I'm getting ready to leave American radio and go to Britain.
Yeah.
Right? Sometime before the end of the year, I'm going to be in England without a job.
Right.
And I'm not confident that I'm going to be able to get a radio job. So I'm in the back of my mind, I'm starting to think for the first time in my life, I got to maybe think about a career change. I may have to do something else, mm-hmm. right? And I've really been struggling with this. And I thought about it a lot. You know, I was just there recently. And as I was walking the lonely streets, I was thinking, what could I do? What could I do? Am I going to put in an application here at the bookstore? What am I going to do? Well, an answer appeared in front of me this morning.
Can I suggest that it not be public relations with anyone? Like Allie's, realize that you have to deal with people.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I think after your time here, mm-hmm. it's been so long and we're able to be rude to people and everyone else considers it funny for the most part.
Right.
Not that way when you go out in the world.
Don't be that guy.
No.
I'm going to be honest. I have fingers crossed for chimney sweep.
Oh, that would be best.
Chimney sweep would be awesome. Oh. I mean, why not? You're in London, right?
Yeah.
Here's the article from the Daily Mirror. The UK is facing a sperm donor crisis, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man.
A sperm donor crisis in the UK.
You need something that you can help with.
This was made for me. Are you kidding me?
Maybe he's going to help. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like
I'm going to help. No, not a fluffer. I'm
going
to be the donator,
Allie. Misunderstood.
I'm going to be the one making the donation. Mm. Apparently, and I don't know if it has something to do with the British psyche. Brits are very uptight, and as you know, Allie, they're not comfortable discussing tender issues.
No.
Especially about sex.
Especially men.
Especially men,
if you're listening, Greg. Sorry.
There have been a dearth for many years of British men willing to donate. They cannot get enough sperm. In fact, fewer than 500 people a year sign up to become sperm donors in Britain.
Wow.
And there are thousands of women who are trying to get pregnant using IV, using donated sperm.
Sure.
In fact, it's gotten so bad that there are regular trips where women go to Scandinavia, Denmark in particular, to get pregnant by a sperm donor. There's a whole British-Danish deal going on. I don't think deal is the word I was looking for there. Exchange program going on, I should say. Yeah. Looking for what they call Viking babies. They're very popular because they're famously good-looking and hunky. Which sounds just racist to me. It's like you're just trying to raise Aryan youth there. They opened up a sperm donor location in Manchester a couple of years ago. Recently had to close their doors. They were open for 2 years. Only 9 men walked through the door to donate.
No
In 2 years.
In 2 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I don't think there's a ton of money involved in sperm donation.
I would guess not.
I don't think
Although
there's a lot.
Although it sounds like they're getting desperate.
Yeah, right.
When you start talking about taking a trip out of the country, get it?
Yeah.
I mean, these people are literally flying to other countries for and you have to go multiple times, a lot of times, for this IV. You know, it doesn't always take first time, so it ends up costing thousands of pounds
Do you think that women get pregnant through an IV of sperm?
No, I mean in vitro.
Okay, very different.
That's an abbreviation.
Yes.
So that's my plan. And I, what do you guys think?
I mean, the problem is what you're not willing to say
is as they're flipping through the book for potential fathers, they're going to come across me and go, "Ooh, no."
I mean, can they use sperm dust?
Like, I'm not that old.
I'm just asking.
Like, are the ladies having like ghost babies? Like, what's happening?
What is it? What are you guys even talking? I'm just suggesting.
So virile. Does stuff come out?
Do you guys think if they use the sperm, the baby's very old?
Because that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Your baby is 75 years old.
Yeah. So weird. I consider myself young,
right?
And
you're
vibrant.
You're wrong on all counts.
And
there.
Healthy. Mm-hmm. And sure. Especially virile.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I can get you pregnant by looking at you. I really do. I think I have that kind of power.
Oh.
But then you throw in actual sperm, and I feel like I'm a slam dunk.
Okay. Here's the thing. If I'm flipping that book,
right?
And I see 6'7", I'm like, something sort of tall has to come out of me. Nope.
Oh, so you don't want a big baby.
Where are the shorties? Yeah.
Yeah, you want like a 5-pound baby. You want to make this as easy as possible.
Honestly, I have a wonderful sized vagina, and I'd like to keep it that way.
No, I hear you. By the way, one of the reasons why it is so difficult to get men to donate in Britain is one of the countries where the child has the right to trace any donor once they turn 18.
That makes sense.
Many people who want to donate.
That's weird.
That's very weird.
Well, it's easier here now, too. I mean, it's not that difficult here as well.
But I mean, if you're looking for donations, that's the wrong way to go about it.
Right. Because you want anonymity. What you want is no, you want to get paid for it, but not have any potential strings down the road.
Correct,
somebody some snotty kid's going to come after you going, "Daddy, Daddy." You don't want any of that.
Well, you have a great attitude for it. So I think
I wonder how often you're allowed to donate. I mean, I imagine you have to wait at least a couple of days, right? But if I could get in
Not
on
me.
This. No, but I'm saying. To make it as fertile as possible.
Oh, my God. Mr. Ryder's here again. This is his 8th visit today.
Oh, see, I took it the opposite way.
What?
That's so sad, Kevin.
No, I was saying.
He's like, not me. Whew, I need at least a week.
No.
No, they'd Jensen be like, got it.
They'd be like, Mr. Ryder's back. He's still limping.
Okay.
It's his 12th visit.
So if I could go here's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
If I could go like 3 times a week, say, 35 pounds a visit.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that adds up. That's a significant amount of money.
I thought you did too.
Kevin and I both thought you meant 35 pounds of donation.
That's what I thought. We were like, what's happening?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
Ugh. Jensen, right? Am I right?
Right.
He's probably one of those we're pregnant guys, too. Hate those people.
I feel it, man.
We're
going
to talk to Dr. Drew Pinsky coming up just after 8 this morning with his Thursday visit. Jensen is going to try to convince us that Danielle's not the only one going through something physically as a result of this pregnancy. He's having a sympathetic pregnancy, too, and he deserves to be coddled as well.
I think he's crazy.
Nah,
he's absolutely crazy.
Nah, okay, good.
We'll discuss coming up just after 8. First, Allie's here. What's happening?
Honestly, it's not just me that he asked to touch his stomach to feel a kick, right?
Oh, no, it's all of us.
Okay, it's all of us.
It's driving us crazy.
It's insane.
It's not his stomach.
He's
right?
Very active, guys.
Kevin. Good God.
He's very active.
Is he?
Right?
Hello.
Hello. You guys, it's the first Thursday of April. You know what that means?
Yeah, it's the first Thursday of April.
It happens every year, the first Thursday of April. It's National Burrito Day.
Yay! Was not aware of that.
Kids love it, you guys. And of course, with National Burrito Days, there are some deals that you can get. So I'm highlighting a few of the Southern California places that you can get deals from. But if you go online, there's a ton of different places. But as always, check ahead that these locations are participating.
I need a burrito.
Okay, Baja Fresh, get $5 burritos when you show a barcode posted on the company's Facebook or Instagram page. Chipotle, get free delivery on all orders $10 and up, and all orders placed through the Chipotle app or website or through DoorDash. Okay, Del Taco, with the Del Taco app, you get a minimum $5 purchase. You get a free half pound bean and cheese burrito for National Burrito Day.
Love Del Taco burritos.
Right.
Love them.
Same.
Christine even loves the no meat ones from there.
Yeah, they're
like,
really,
that's her favorite thing.
The bean
thing.
And cheese is, I think, their best burrito at Del Taco.
All right.
There you go. El Pollo Loco. Buy one burrito, get one free Thursday with the coupon posted at elpolloloco.com/burrito today. I mean, come
that's
on.
That's asking me
that's,
too much.
That's a lot right there. But again, happy National Burrito Day.
Check yes! that out.
Burritos for everyone.
Everyone, really.
I will tell you, if you ever get the chance and you're at Disneyland, there's a place.
Oh, for God.
They have a burrito at Disneyland.
We did a breakfast with no doubt in like 95. Mm-hmm. And Bean's been talking about this burrito since.
It was the great. It wasn't just the best burrito I'd ever had. It was the best meal I've ever had.
It was a pretty good burrito, you guys.
It was the best goddamn burrito that anyone's ever made.
That's it.
But correct me if I'm wrong, you can't point us to where to get it at Disneyland.
I don't recall that. No,
right.
I'm sorry.
But so every time he brings it up, people are like, come on, man, where? I don't know.
He doesn't.
Thank you, Mr. DJ.
Right? I'm just saying, if you're at Disneyland, get yourself a burrito, and you could luck out like I did that day, because it was the most memorable meal of my life.
Just walk around Disneyland yelling, "Where's the burrito?"
Mm-hmm. It was a pretty good burrito. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to give you a solid 8.
Oh, yeah, nice. You're underselling it.
I'm not talking about it 15 years later. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, Jesus was a pretty good guy too.
Woo! Wow, that escalated.
Just saying.
Exactly the same.
That's
burrito,
how much you're
Jesus. Exactly the same.
Why do I feel like we just started the new Mr. Bad Example file?
Good comparison.
I mean.
Yes! Burritos for everyone!
Very true. Guys, Mark McGrath. Did you hear this news?
Yes. Is he going to be okay?
Yeah, he's revealed that he's going deaf. He was sharing the news during an interview with Daily Mail TV. He said, it's years and years of being on the road and being 2 feet in front of cymbals and drums. So high frequencies, I can't hear him anymore.
Wow.
He said, he'll be listening to people and they'll tell me their names and I can't hear him. It's scary because my job is hearing. So doctors had urged him to use in-ear monitors, protect your ears from further damage. He didn't listen.
Oh, no.
So he said, you can't repair your hearing. Once it goes, it goes. You can hope to stop the damage. It's absolutely a worry of mine. So he's been using inner ears now, but he's continuing to perform. He's touring right now, has live performances scheduled through the end of the year.
Okay. It's going to be all off
key. Scary.
I have several thoughts on this.
Okay.
Number one is Brian Johnson, lead singer of AC/DC, mm-hmm. same thing. Remember?
Yeah. Kind
of, that's why Axl Rose had to take over, because he could no longer hear.
Right.
Huey Lewis had to stop touring because of a very similar problem, because he could no longer hear
Phil
the notes.
Phil Collins also went
deaf.
Phil
Collins has had some deafness too. But I want to ask you this. When you talk about how your hearing is gone, you can't replace it. Remember, Rush Limbaugh was essentially deaf until he got those cochlear implants and then was able to hear again.
Which was unfortunate.
Yes,
but I think they're talking about naturally. When you lose it, it goes, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think they're talking about medical.
You do whatever you have to do to get your hearing back if you can. I mean, if there is a surgery available, you know, that would be great. But, yeah, that's very concerning. I feel terrible for Mark. He's a good dude.
He rules.
Absolutely. You guys, I'm going to get to birthdays, because when you hear what's coming up, it's genius. Robert Downey Jr., Clive Davis, Natasha Lyonne, Craig T. Nelson, Hugo Weaving, David Cross, James Rodet, and the great Eric Andre, who had all of this to say.
This ain't your mom's radio station. This is a station with explosive diarrhea. Bringing you the best fart sound effects of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The fart sounds of the 70s, 80s, 90s, zeroes, and teeny, whatever decade this is called. Whatever, I already forgot what I was talking about. K-Rock, the explosion. 96.5, Los Angeles' party station. Bringing you the best motorboat sounds of the 70s. I have feline AIDS. I contracted it from cats.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, I can see why you're all big Eric Andre. It's like every bite was an explosion of flavor, though, this burrito.
Right,
I'm telling you, you've never had anything like it. It's just like you would just savor it and you go.
And you can't tell us where to get it.
Molly Libby says Adventureland.
Okay.
This listener writes in and says the burrito is at the Mexican restaurant next to the Big Thunder Mountain at Disneyland.
All are possible. We don't remember.
I don't know if either of those are true, but God damn it, that was a great burrito.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely the best attraction at Disneyland.
It's a reason to go there, Jensen.
Hey, you guys, every week at this time, we welcome our good friend Dr. Drew Pinsky to the program. He is a very busy man, you know, with all of his various shows and podcasts and live appearances on Fox News, but he is kind enough to join us here on the program, and we're so happy to have you, Doc. How are you?
Hey, good to have you back as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, listen, I'm going to turn this one over to Jensen to get us started because it's very rare that we actually have a personal medical issue that we deal with you during your segment, but I think we've got one we need to break down.
And he crazy.
I slightly regret bringing this up in our meeting. I believe that I have been suffering from sympathy pregnancy symptoms while my wife is pregnant. And that's in weight gain, mood swing, fatigue. I wouldn't say I've had any pains, but
would you? No. Would you say you have? Because your face changed.
No,
it did right there. You're lying.
I think it's tied into fatigue. I don't think that I'm having any kicks or anything in my belly, but I do feel that some of the things that she has, I have somehow taken on.
Jensen, any vaginal discharge?
Best question ever.
Dr. Drew, mic drop.
I have not had any of those.
So you've no doubt heard about sympathetic pregnancies. Is there anything to it, doctor?
Oh, there's a lot to it. I had the almost the exact same thing Jensen is having. And of course, you get a triplet pregnancy, so it was extra crazy, super stressful. But there's something about, I think more than anything, it's the eating and the weight gain. Because it's weird, and you start nesting in weird ways. You start sort of preparing things for these kids, and you don't even realize you're doing it. But the weight gain is very, very common. And I just remember my wife's pregnant. She was, you know, she had to keep up a large calorie intake to deal with three circulatory systems. And she had these chocolate Dove bars at her bedside.
All right.
I ate five a day.
Sure.
And so you just don't even realize you're doing it. You're trying to regulate your aspect of food, your... There's lots of high-calorie foods around. You're sympathizing with your wife. But the bigger thing is, and this is something I do a lot of thinking about these days, is how one person's body communicates with another is a much more powerful thing than we really know. And it makes perfect sense to me.
I don't think that's the answer we were looking for.
Oh, well, I was. I will say this, too. Like, people talk about sorority houses and how hormones obviously sync up. And I think that I am with my wife. I'm with her so much out of the day time-wise just by our schedules and the way that we work. And I think that I have synced up hormones with her.
Oh, Lord.
Do you think you have, like, sympathy period?
No, but I think that...
You have cramps?
But I think that as far as, like, things...
Why'd you ask to borrow a tampon?
Well, that has nothing to do with it. That's something else.
That's why I was asking about the vaginal discharge.
No, right? I just think...
That's a valid question, and it has not been answered yet.
Nausea and our sleep patterns, things like that have definitely marked up. And then, yeah, clearly she's eating more, and I feel sympathetic to how much she's eating, and, God dang it, all the food looks good. So I just think that there's something... Because I know, I looked it up. People say it's either BS scientifically... Or it's purely hormonal. Those are the only two ways you can basically chalk this up.
Can I answer this for you, Dr. Drew?
Oh, well, you can certainly participate.
What we're dealing with right now is you're a cuck.
You, right?
Well, yes, see you, of course. Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, no, you're of the only one. You're the only one cursing on the air, Dr. Drew.
That's right. I know.
So, is there any science behind the sympathetic pregnancy, doctor?
Yeah. Well, the problem is how you define. It's very common for men to gain weight alongside their spouse. Very common.
But that makes sense, just because there's more food there, so you want to eat it.
It's also a very anxious time, so it's also very common for men to feel all kinds of concerns about what's coming out of their body out of really preoccupation with what's going on in their wife's body. You're thinking a lot about what's going on, are they okay? And you start having sort of somatic preoccupations of your own. I think that's where the pains come from. But this idea that it's strictly hormonal, I think, is weak. I think if there's some... We literally call it a sympathetic pregnancy. And lo and behold, our parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous systems were starting to learn... communicate with each other in ways that we can't see consciously. Mm. And so it makes perfect sense to me that those systems are charged.
Is it possible that Jensen will deliver a baby at the same time as his wife, Danielle?
Well, let's go back to the vaginal discharge.
Okay.
Guys, let's not rule out a butt baby either.
Oh.
Jensen, how about nausea? Have you felt any of that in sympathy with your wife?
100%. I had nausea in the first few, about 2 months.
Really?
That match what she was feeling?
Yeah. Yes, and I would say that's probably after I heard it, so it could be psychosomatic.
Okay.
But I 100% felt nausea, but that went away after maybe the second month.
And again, to be fair, vomiting, nausea is has a bit of contagion independent of pregnancy, right?
Yeah.
It's very common if you see somebody vomit, you vomit, or if you think about that nausea, you kind of feel nauseated.
Yeah.
And particularly somebody that's nauseated all the time. I mean, that's of course. Again, this is back to the somatic preoccupation. You're sort of thinking about things too much. But it's complicated. I think it's a good thing. It's people tuning up. Yeah. And listen, and by the way, you know, a lot of communication between parent and baby is through the same system, right? We're not talking to the baby. They're not telling us what's going on. We're intuiting it through these body-to-bodily-based communications that are getting charged up during the pregnancy.
God, what an amazing, sensitive partner I am.
DrDrew.com is where you want to go for all of the doctor's appearances, including Monday through Friday, noon to 3 on 790 KABC. Also, the fine family of Dr. Drew podcasts, including the new Dr. Drew After Dark. And by the way, I wanted to ask you, Doc, just very briefly, because we're out of time. You had Andy Dick on the Dr. After Dark podcast. How's he doing these days?
I had Andy Dick and his slide whistle, both.
Yes. Oh, excellent. Wow. We know about the slide whistle, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, and he was good, you know. He's good now. I just worry about Andy. When he gets bad, he gets very bad.
Yeah, we all do. We all do.
Yeah, but he's good right now, and I'm thankful for that.
Good. He's the sweetest guy in the world. We wish him nothing but the best.
Absolutely.
That's gonna be a fascinating interview. Check it out on the Dr. Drew After Dark podcast. You can also, don't forget, get a doctor in the comfort of your own home with the Heal app in the App Store or Google Play. Again, drdrew.com. Thanks for verifying that Jensen's not crazy. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
Andy's a sensitive partner.
All right. We're going to open up the lines now for Coachella passes. 3-day Coachella passes. Also, you get exclusive access to the K-Rock Coachella house.
Sweet.
And TCL headphones. The number's 1-800-520-1067. We're going to play a game.
It's not possible to hear that song and not think about Zach Braff and Natalie Portman, right?
Correct.
Put these headphones on.
Yeah. Hey, a pair of sold-out 3-day passes to Weekend 1 of Coachella on the line for you right now at 1-800-520-1067, plus a set of TCL Bluetooth headphones. TCL is one of the world's best-selling consumer electronic brands. These are awesome headphones. And access to the K-Rock Coachella house, where lots of your favorite artists are going to be stopping by all weekend long. Because of that, we call this game Our House.
Our house, that's where you want to be. Our house in Coachella.
Our house has a pool, and the 1975 Billie Eilish are cool.
That is a bomb show.
You'll have so much fun. It's a big-ass house party under the desert sun.
Our house.
Beautiful. I love Sensitive Omar, by the way.
So much.
This K-Rock house that we do out in the desert every year for Coachella is super, super fun. And as we mentioned, lots of great artists are coming by. And you can be there just hanging out with us. Jensen, we've got contestants on the line. What's the game all about?
I'm going to describe something, and you just tell me what the house is. It's very easy.
What's the house?
It's got the word house in it. You tell me which house I'm describing.
They all have house in the answer. That's
our house.
All right. Who's up first?
Matt in Brea. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Matt. Located at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, this iconic government building has seen it all, from being set on fire by British troops to getting solar panels in 2013 from Barack Obama. What house am I talking about?
The White House.
Our house.
That easy?
You don't think that was too easy?
I started easy. I'm moving up.
All right. All right. Let's go to Amanda in Irvine. Good morning, Amanda.
Hi.
Hello, Amanda. This chain of restaurants has one major breakfast specialty. Despite trying to rebrand with burgers recently, it's the epicenter of platters like the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity and Moons Over Miami. What house am I talking about? You know what? I messed up. But it is Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
Yes.
Moons Over Miami is Denny's. Uh-huh. Okay. Pretend I didn't say the second part. Just Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
And it has word house in it.
Yes.
I honestly don't know.
And they have a major breakfast specialty whose name is also in it.
I don't think.
No.
I don't know.
No, it's the International House of Pancakes.
Our house.
House.
I knew when I said Moons Over Miami, I was like, that's Denny's.
Yeah. But Bean, how much did that hurt?
We saved it. We saved it.
It was very painful.
Yeah. We saved it.
Let's go to Marty in Compton. Good morning.
What's up? How's it going?
All right, here we go. Made up of members Everlast, Danny Boy, and DJ Lethal, this hip-hop trio is best known for the basketball arena staple, Jump Around, and a shillelagh swinging Irish roots. What house am I talking about?
Can you repeat the question?
Made up of members Everlast, Danny Boy, and DJ Lethal, the hip-hop trio is best known for their basketball arena staple, Jump Around, and a shillelagh swinging Irish root. What house am I talking about?
The guys that go
crisscross. No. It is House of Pain.
Our house.
All right.
Now, here's a tip for all future contestants. House is in the name.
So why didn't we point that out?
I'm just
earlier.
Saying, if we give you Jump Around and they're Irish and Everlast is in it and you know House is in the name, maybe think of House of Pain.
But you know what? If you think about it, crisscross will make you jump.
That's a good point.
I mean,
it wasn't a terrible guess. It's just that House wasn't in that name.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Norwalk and say good morning to Joe. Hi there.
Hey, good morning.
Hello. Starring rap duo Kid and Play, this 1990 movie also featured Martin Lawrence and Tisha Campbell, forever becoming the referee. All right. Give it to him.
Nicely done.
Fantastic. All right. So Joe and Matt already in the drawing to win the Coachella tickets and the K-Rock house plus the TCL headphones. Who's our next contestant, please?
Next up is Ralph in Garden Grove. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, party people and Allie.
All right.
This... Hey, Allie's part of the party
she
people,
is.
By
She's
the way.
In.
She's not separate.
I'm party adjacent.
No, you're partying.
Oh, just being, you're partying.
You're partying.
All right. This ABC sitcom, airing most famously on Friday nights, followed the life of widowed father Danny Tanner, his brother-in-law Jesse, their best friend Joey, all while trying to raise three daughters in a San Francisco home. What house am I talking about?
Wow.
You got it.
Our house.
Nicely done.
All right, I think we have time for one more, maybe?
Okay.
All right, let's make it Erica in Huntington Beach. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I'm so nervous now because I'm the last one.
Uh-oh. Don't worry.
Good morning.
Good luck on this one. This classic 1978 comedy film starred John Belushi, Tim Matheson, and Donald Sutherland following the Delta...
Okay, start over.
Sorry,
okay.
It came out of nowhere.
Start over.
Here we go. Yeah. She sneezed.
Allie just sneezed and blew the studio apart. All right,
whoa.
Let's start that one over.
She snotted on the mic also.
What was that?
You're fine. Here we go. Starting over. This classic 1978 comedy film starred John Belushi, Tim Matheson, and Donald Sutherland following a Delta fraternity when they take on the college dean in a double-secret probation to have their charter revoked. Flounder, Pinto, Otto, and Dean Warmer became iconic. What house am I talking about?
Oh, classic Animal House.
Look at that. Nicely done, except for Allie.
I'm
congratulations.
So sorry.
Thanks for trying to ruin the bit, Allie. Erica, Ralph, Joe, and Matt are all in the running, unfortunately. We only have one winner until 9 a.m. when we have another contest. Sold-out three-day passes to Weekend One of Coachella, exclusive access to the K-Rock Coachella house, and a set of TCL Bluetooth headphones. Who's that winner, please?
The winner is Joe.
Joe.
Yeah!
Congrats, Joe.
Thank you.
Enjoy Coachella. Thanks for playing the game. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53.
Maybe if you're hanging out with guys all the time, it's just like beers and cigars and rah, rah, rah.
That's exactly what we're doing, Allie.
Right.
But it's time now for your What's Happening, so you can break it up.
What's happening is this bums me out.
Oh, no.
Evan Peters says he won't be in the next season of American Horror Story. He's going to sit one out. He's been in all of them. You got what?
That's been an amazing cast. Yes, that's been an amazing cast the whole time.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Now people have come in. Yep. Sad bassoon. People have come in and out. But this is a guy. Murder House, Asylum, Freak Show, Apocalypse was the last one. Cult before that.
Yep.
Which I'm going to tell you right now. Cult to this day. It's my favorite American Horror Story. It was so good. But he's going to take a break. In an interview at WonderCon, the actor said that he was going to sit a season out, confirming that he will not appear on the upcoming 9th season. It's not
so
a happy
excited.
Time.
Why are you excited
it's not
about
a happy
that?
Time, sir.
Why would you be happy?
It's not happy.
The American Horror Story Apocalypse house mm-hmm. is in my neighborhood. And there is never a time where there are not 20 people outside taking selfies or taking photos of each other in front of that house.
Awesome.
It's unbelievable to see that house in person.
I did that in New Orleans to the New Orleans Real World house.
No.
Oh,
no, sir.
I did.
No, sir.
Come on, be my baby tonight.
Oh, my God.
Good season.
Have some self-esteem, man.
Right? Have some
It might be fun one time to talk to people who have traveled to take a picture of something they saw on TV or in the movies.
Yeah, the Brady Bunch house. Mm-hmm. I know the Murder House is in, it's local here, but there's gates up in front of it because I don't know if they're working on it, what's happening, but people still take pictures in front of a ugly fence. Mm-hmm.
And I think about all those people after that little Luke Skywalker island off the coast of
Ireland.
Yeah. All the Game of Thrones places, and they just did the story about them having to close down that glacier in Iceland because of the Bieber video.
The Full House is crazy. Whenever you're in San Francisco, it swarms of people. Yeah,
absolutely. That Ireland island, I had checked on. You can take a boat out there. You can do all. So expensive, and then it's up to them that day if they do or don't want to do it according to the waves and stuff like that. So you're out the money if they're like, oh, sorry.
Is Luke Skywalker there?
He is not.
Then no.
Neither is Rey.
No, thank you.
I know, but that's so cool. I want to do it so bad.
Do you want it? Really?
Yeah.
You just go out to that island, just there's nothing on it, but just
But you
to
can
see
walk
it?
Up the steps.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I went to the In Cold Blood house in Nebraska.
Well, anything that has to do with murder, you've gone to.
Yeah, I think there were four or five dead there. Yeah, I saw that.
You worship that.
Yes? I think we should talk about that places we've been. I think it would be really good, but I want to hear more about the murder place you went to.
Okay, well, we'll save that for the segment.
No, I'm super into it right now.
Dave says the Bird Box house is very hot. He thinks it might be in Arcadia.
Really?
The Bird Box house, yeah.
Wow. When I was a kid... And by kid, it was high school. But the place where Allie from Karate Kid lived is in Encino, I believe. And we found it, and I ran up the stairs like I was Allie, and I'd just come home from my date with Daniel. It's pretty awesome.
You didn't have any friends, right?
She's so sad and lonely.
Define pretty awesome.
It was pretty awesome. And I was always bummed when I was younger because I couldn't say I'm Allie with an I like she did in Karate Kid because I'm Allie with an IE. Thanks, parents. Where'd the E come from? It's
You're
stupid.
A loser.
All right, ma'am.
Allie has no friends.
I mean, a lot of drops, it seems like.
I mean, you're bringing them on. You're continuing to talk about that topic.
Thank you so much.
Am I odd that I've never taken a picture in front of a famous house?
Yes.
That sounds terrible.
Yes, you are.
I haven't.
No, I've done Full House.
Have you?
And I did the New Orleans Real World house.
Allie?
I don't even think I took a picture.
You just stared at it?
I was just super stoked running up the stairs.
That's the latest ever.
Didn't get a picture. I think that is weird. Like Don and I went to England last year, and we went out to the Downton Abbey, you know, castle, for instance, and we took our picture in front of that because we love that show. We love seeing it on the TV. I mean, why wouldn't you? It's like a souvenir about a show you love.
I have been to the Brady Bunch house again. I did not take a picture.
You're the best.
I just like the memories that are in my head. That is weird, guys. Do I have no friends that could have taken the picture? Is that why?
You could have just stopped, do I have no friends?
I mean, I assume there are other people around that probably would have been fine to take the picture, as you asked.
It's cool.
Okay.
And then you'd go to golf and stuff because Allie and Daniel went on a date there, too. Like, I did that.
This is getting more sad by the second.
I loved Karate Kid.
So depressing.
Captain Marvel became the 2019 box office's first billion-dollar hit. Yes, just yesterday it passed that benchmark of 10 digits. That's the 7th film from Marvel Studios and the 38th film of all time. Not bad. Here's the difference, though. Unlike past Marvel Studios hits that have grossed $1 billion, Captain Marvel was the first to do so with a lead character who wasn't introduced in a previous Marvel film. So you had to go into that being like, I know nothing about this woman. Let's see it.
Oh, I wasn't going. It was a woman.
Understandable.
Was not interested. If she was introduced, not introduced, whatever it is, I'm not going.
I understand.
Let me ask you a dumb question as a guy who has seen very few of the Marvel movies. Were the Guardians of the Galaxy introduced prior to their franchise beginning?
Good question.
Did they show up in earlier Marvel movies? Because I kind of got the feeling that they came out of nowhere.
I don't think so. But did their first one gross $1 billion?
I think it did.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not positive. I've seen a lot, and I don't know.
I shouldn't ask questions. I don't know.
I shouldn't answer questions I don't know the answer to. They did it. Okay, yeah.
Meaning they didn't show up in a previous movie, or they didn't make $1 billion?
Oh, that's correct. They didn't show up in a previous movie.
Oh.
Did it make $1 billion?
I don't know.
Yeah!
All right. Excellent. Excellent.
Radio! Radio! Woo!
We're the only show where our listeners literally know more about everything we talk about on the radio than we
easily.
Do.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
People are screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Understandable.
We're dumb.
We'll look that up. Call now. 1-800-5-
Nope. No, please don't call.
Don't need calls.
Happy birthday, Robert Downey Jr., David Cross, Hugo Weaving, Clive Davis, Natasha Lyonne, James Rodet, and Eric Andre. And
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:35.
What a job. Thank you, Kevin, very much. Where's Kevin sitting? He's around here someplace. Kevin, thank you.
Yeah, wow, high praise there.
Yeah.
High praise.
That's high praise.
Allie. There it is. Allie, time for our final look at what's happening here on this Thursday.
Well, we had a little bit of a sneezing issue.
A bit.
During a contest last hour.
Scared us all to death.
But first, I want to play for you, in case you aren't aware of the greatest sneeze in the world.
And it's real, and I've heard it
many times.
250 times.
When Bean
every
sneezes,
time, it's a gift.
It's like a duck, and like all these things just mesh into one perfect sound.
Sorry.
There is nothing better than that sneeze.
Every time it's the
Let's
same,
Let's hear
too.
It again.
Sorry.
Amazing, right?
Right.
You sound like a lunatic.
Has it always
unreal.
Has it always been that way, Bean?
Let the drop talk, right. Jensen.
Has it always been that way?
Let me hit it again.
All right.
You sound like a lunatic.
Has it always been that way, Bean?
Sorry.
Bean, has it always been that way?
I'm going to keep playing it until you shut up.
Sorry.
Has it always been that way, though, Bean? The sound of the...
Yes, sorry. It's always been that way.
I love you right now.
It's always
been that way. He has no friends.
Well, how did that... What?
Wow.
How did that get in there?
Okay.
Well, you joined the sneeze battle today.
Well, here's the thing. If I feel a sneeze coming on, which is how all my sneezes happen, I reach across, I press the cough button so you won't hear it.
It cuts your mic off.
What happened during this contest was unlike anything that's ever happened before. It just, it came out. And then
it scared all of us to death.
It kind of attacked your face.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. Thank you for noticing. Here's what happened.
Following the Delta...
Okay, start over.
Sorry,
okay.
It came out of nowhere.
Start over.
Here we go. She sneezed.
Allie just sneezed and blew the studio apart. All right.
Okay.
We were playing a game.
Yeah.
And Jensen was asking a question, and then out of nowhere...
Following the jump.
Okay, start over.
You can hear the violence.
It was so aggressive. Yeah. It
following
scared...
the jump.
It scared poor Dave and Christine in the other room. And then they were like, you scared the city. Anyone that was in their car and heard it. So I want to take a moment and apologize, A, for that. And B, why don't I have a cute sneeze like Bean?
I mean...
Sorry.
The best! You change your sneeze? Bean, have you tried
you
other
mean,
sneezes?
Can you change your sneeze to be like Bean's?
Well, like, just to make it cuter.
You don't want that. No.
Like, I've heard people sneeze like, achoo! And it's super cute.
That's annoying.
Really?
Yes, that kind of sneeze is annoying.
What about this one?
Following the jump.
I mean, that's...
Sorry.
My sneeze
following
is murder.
The jump.
That's not... Okay.
Following the jump.
Sorry.
All right. I think
following
we,
the
I think,
jump.
Okay. I think we got it.
I don't even know what that is.
That's a Pomeranian sneezing.
Do it again.
Can Allie change her sneeze to that?
I'd love to. All right, you guys. I've got some Prince Harry stories for
yes!
you.
Yes!
Prince Harry.
All right.
Was at the YMCA in West London yesterday, and he showed off his ballet skills, but one pint-sized ballerina teased him and said, "You wobbled," which is so cute when you hear it with a cute little British accent. Which
can we hear it?
Yeah, I bring Bean in.
Oh, good.
If you could do "You wobbled," Bean.
Sure. You wobbled.
Spot on.
I'm here. I'm here for any British accent translation.
Now do it as a little kid.
You wobbled.
A little British kid.
That's my Peppa Pig.
Do it again. You wobbled.
Sorry.
Okay, genuinely have no more to that story. I just did it and highlighted you wobbled
just
so Bean would
Bean
do it.
It.
However,
that's a good choice.
This is a real petting zoo.
However, Bean did tell me about this story, which I thought, what's happening, Prince Harry? At that same location, he used his royal platform to blast Fortnite, which, you know, if you're going to take on the world's, arguably, the world's most popular video game, maybe don't.
Yeah, why would you?
Here's what he said. A game like Fortnite, for instance, may not be so good for children. Parents have got their hands up. They don't know what to do about it. It's like waiting for the damage to be done and kids turning up on your doorsteps and families being broken. That game shouldn't be allowed.
Jeez.
What is happening in England and Fortnite?
Did a Fortnite kill his parents? Why do you have that kind of anger towards anything?
There is no question that there are a lot of people in a certain age group who are losing hours a day to playing Fortnite.
Yes,
that's definitely
says the British guy. Mm-hmm.
No, but that is definitely happening. I don't know that Harry's who we need to hear it from, though.
Are they turning up on their family's doorsteps and families are broken?
Not that I'm aware of.
Like a lot.
Perhaps it's an overstatement.
Well, Twitter responded to Harry. Many pointing out that maybe you're a bit out of touch. You don't realize how many use it as escapism because, quote, not everyone has the means to go wherever, whenever they want. But my favorite was a guy that said, hey, stick to killing animals on your royal hunt.
Oof.
Whoa.
Wow. Wow, right?
Do you think he has to get permission to travel or he just goes, I'm leaving and I'm going to New York or wherever?
I think they have to deal with whatever he's going.
Just he goes, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And they make it happen? That's awesome.
For sure.
Sorry, I sidetracked us a bit.
I wasn't sure.
I would love that power.
I was thinking, wait, are you thinking he'd get upset and just move to a different country? You're saying wherever, whenever he wants. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It would be amazing.
Yeah, he probably has the resources and the time to travel wherever he'd like to go, I would imagine. Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
What did that little pint-sized ballerina say to him, Bean?
You wobbled.
I was a teenager, really.
That was a teen, yeah.
And a kid.
Do it as an adult again.
You wobbled.
All right, now kid.
Come on, you
guys.
Go
ahead. Kid now.
You wobbled.
Yes.
Nice.
That's stop.
The lynx loved it. You guys.
What is happening?
I don't know, but we had a stretch last year where the 9 o'clock went off the rails, like almost daily for
and you're
a while.
Saying, perhaps it's getting that way again?
Yesterday, it flew off the rails.
Yeah.
By the way, you guys, I looked up the science of hearing snow.
No, it's not a thing.
Oh, for God's
sake,
are
silence.
You kidding me?
You're hearing
not
silence.
Interested.
Oh, my God.
It's basically scuba diving. You're hearing silence.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Mm. Mm-hmm. Ah. All right.
Oh.
Okay.
We're getting closer and closer to the drop only show. It's approaching.
All right. Bean, when you're in England next, can you go to a place called Armathwaite Hall?
Tell me about it. Do I need to go there?
You do. It's a hotel and spa, kind of a luxury place, apparently. But they have launched some sessions of yoga as one of its, quote, yoga meets the wildlife activities.
Yoga meets the wildlife.
This is where you try to do yoga while being chased by a tiger?
Well, no.
So.
It's with lemurs.
Oh,
Richard, I'd love to do that.
Right? Richard Robinson, who's manager of the adjoining wildlife park, so it sounds like there's a lot of animals we could be doing yoga with at this place, mm-hmm. says that the Madagascan animals, which look like a cat crossed with a squirrel and a dog, make ideal yoga partners. He said, when you watch lemurs, they do some form of the poses naturally. That typical pose, warming their bellies in the sunshine. It seemed like a good combination to encourage people to have a go. Spend some time with a lemur.
Okay. I mean, for people who are bored with goat yoga, I guess this is what's next.
Lemur yoga.
I'm sold.
I'm kind of in, you guys.
Are you
I'm
saying lemur?
Lemur.
Oh, lemur.
Who was it? Somebody was telling me that their kid told them, everyone's doing goat yoga. If I don't get to do goat yoga, I'll be the only kid in my school. You have to pay for goat yoga.
Okay, A, I hate whoever's friend had this child.
I know, I forget too, but it's awful.
Gross.
Goat, we have to do it. I don't want to be the uncool kid.
Really?
Not doing goat yoga.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, when I was a kid, I didn't have a Hello Kitty calculator, and I understand how that kid feels. But my parents were like, you're awful at math. You wouldn't even use a calculator correctly.
And kids are stupid.
Go to your room, and I'm like, I don't have a room, remember? You gave it away.
Oh, what's crazy happening right now?
Every small look that we see into Allie's life, it's
right?
Just, she's like a people under the stairs of a childhood. Like, didn't even have a room or food or water.
She was raised by wolves.
Yeah.
Don't talk about my parents like that.
Don't talk about my wolves.
Guys, John Legend is the newest voice of Google Assistant. Google has launched a limited-time voice cameo from the singer for all of its Google Assistant-enabled devices, including Android phones and Google Home devices. He'll sing happy birthday, he'll tell you the weather, and he'll answer questions like, who's Chrissy Teigen? Or how do you cook bacon in the oven? So,
do we need all of that?
Would you like to know how to get him as your Google Assistant voice? You say, hey, Google, talk like a legend.
Oh, dear God.
Go to hell, Google, is what I'm saying, right? Who's with me?
You never really think about him choosing that stage name.
Yeah, that is weird.
Like, he chose it before he was famous or anything.
Right.
His name isn't John Legend?
No, I'm sure his name's like John Smith.
Yeah, it's not John Legend. That's a stage name, yeah.
That was bold.
Yeah.
Right?
His real name is John Stevens.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Do you think, though, that... it's the secret working.
Yeah, absolutely.
He put it out to the universe, and look what happened.
Yeah, he's not going to pick John Amateur.
Stay on target. Right. Stay on target.
God, I hope this is more on target than our drops.
Plus, let's be honest. How many of us can spell amateur right the first time? It's the one...
I don't think I have any trouble with that word.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
A-M-A-T-E-U-R.
You are, yeah.
Yeah. Simple.
Every time I spell it, I get the line underneath it. And shut up, Kevin. Simple. How dare you? Of all people. Yeah, simple. What they
I'm
said.
Just trying to play along.
I liked it.
Okay.
Some birthdays for you. Robert Downey Jr., Clive Davis, Natasha Lyonne, Craig T. Nelson, Hugo Weaving, David Cross, James Rodet. And I mean, we've been playing them all morning. Dare I say the greatest hits of one of Eric Andre's visits.
89.9, the Velociraptor. Or whatever creature that is. I dropped out of middle school.
I love him so much. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Ellie, and your drive home today. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday, so we have Keep It 100. We're going to talk to RJ Bell about the college basketball event going on this weekend. One of the stars of Veep, Matt Walsh, will be joining us.
Oh, he's so good. Can't wait.
Love him so much. And more tickets for you to go to Coachella.